Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Lunch with Leah, episode 328.
Putting on my power lips from the Power Lip Girl. Thank you. Always thinking of us. Okay, I'm a Pisces. So listen what it says for Pisces this month. Pisces, when you catch yourself engaging in toxic thinking and habits, take a deep breath and remind yourself of who you really are. Well, I'll do that right after this show. Let me just start out with how toxic I can be. So I was at this restaurant about a week or so ago with RJ and Roy, and it's in our neighborhood. It's a new restaurant. It's really fabulous. And this guy, one guy, everybody comes up. So one guy comes up, says hi to Roy. He's a lawyer, whatever. He's known Roy forever. I talked to him. Then another guy comes up from Saks. Oh, how have you been? I don't know if you know Saks down in Dayton. That guy, Juan, he's really a sweetheart. And we used to deal with him. We did the charity event more, and I used to shop down there. I don't go down there that much anymore. And then later, another one, then he comes up, another person. I'll leave the person's name out of it. Says, I just wanted to come say hi. I was having dinner with XYZ over here at the other table. Well, this was a girl that I've avoided like the plague, because the last time I saw her, she started crying and begging me to be her friend and lay down in front of my car at the beauty salon and wouldn't let me drive off, because I finally just had enough of her. And I said, I just can't deal with you. You just got to leave me alone, because she was stalking me for a long time, and she was decorating her house and I was redoing our house, and she was climbing the wall and looking in and taking pictures. And she told George Slover, oh, George, do you think my chandelier's as pretty as hers? Do you do? And then she told my friend Kay that she was looking over my house to see what I was doing. And then she was running around town putting all this stuff on layaway, trying to keep up with me. And I was just like, I can't with this girl. And then she went in gossiping about me and said I had a boyfriend when I was married, all this stuff. So I just cut her off. She's crazy. She's completely crazy. She told another woman, came up to me in Houston's one day, a lawyer's wife, and said, Leah, did you ever tell so-and-so that you didn't want me invited to something? You know, I felt really, I just felt like I wanted to ask you about that for a long time. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she says, well, so-and-so told me you didn't want me to be invited to things. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's crazy. This funny. Girl's crazy. Fran knows her. Ask Fran about her. So one day we went over there for dinner. She talks about how she had spent days making this sauce and this stuff for these this duck that she was cooking. And I went into the kitchen to walk in the kitchen and the bathroom, and they were all pre-cooked ducks shrink wrapped with the sauce there. So all I had to do was heat it up and put the sauce on it. And Fran and I never got over that. So anyway, the guy comes up and says, I'm over here with so-and-so. And I go, who? And he goes the name again. And I go, she is a liar and a gossip. Roy looked at me like, what did you really have to go that far? But I'm not going to be a phony. I'm not going to say, oh, how are they? Or how is she? Or, oh, everything fab? Oh, isn't she wonderful? No, she's a liar and a gossip. And he goes back. He's like, double take. He's like, what'd you say again? She was. I said, she's a liar and a gossip. He's like, what do you mean? Sure. I'm like, well, she gossiped about me all over town, and she lied about me all over town. That's why I want nothing to do with her anymore. And I just, after he left, I was like, maybe I shouldn't have had that glass of wine, you know? But I don't care anymore anyway. So back to my horoscope for the month. When you catch yourself engaging in toxic thinking and habits, take a deep breath and remind yourself of who you really are. Like I said, I'm going to start after this show. So the fox came and visited again, and this really cute girl on Alex B on Twitter, she says, Fox, she tweets me out, do you have a firearm or a pellet gun? The only time I've ever had to actually use a gun was on a coyote or a wild boar because they go after dogs. Florida law is stand your ground. Just have RJ take care of it. Can you imagine us loading up the gun like Ellie Mae and the Clampets in Beverly Hills and go after that fox out in the yard and me letting RJ kill an animal? I mean, people are hilarious to me. Anyway, it was funny. You know, RJ's got his graduation plans coming up. Oh, Lord, that's going to be a whole hoopla, Jason. We're going to have a little luncheon at our house and yada, yada. Now, next 2 weeks, I'm not going to be doing this show, but I'll be posting a lot of stuff with different crazy people. But I'll be on Jeff's show the next two Thursdays, Jeff Lewis Live on Radio Andy Sirius. What was that? The fox? So anyway, I don't know. Anyway, so you'll catch me there and you'll hear all the gossip. Let's see. Well, in celebrity news, should we go to celebrity news? Listen to this one. In Europe, I think the people do not believe the Michael Jackson documentary. There are statues of him, and they're putting boats, big signs on the plane saying that it's just not true and that he's innocent. That's what they're saying over there. However, CNN is saying that a statue of him has been removed from Britain's National Football Museum following the accusations, and the museum in Manchester didn't connect the statue's removal to the allegations, but it prompted some people to boycott his music. But on the other hand, a lot of the crowd over there is for him, and they're putting up signs in protest, and they're like, we're loving him, and they're calling it a public lynching and, you know, blah, 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 and apparently the family's going to sue. Well, so there's that. I know you believe the documentary.
It's all people that didn't see the documentary. And you know what? This week I saw, like, you know, they are pulling his music from some playlists and things out there. I think Spotify said they weren't going to be playing it, and then I think there were several DJs, big DJs, that posted very long commentary about why they have decided to not play his music anymore going forward.
So. Well, I didn't see the documentary. I'm not sure that I want to. My position is I really hate to say things about someone that's dead and can't defend themselves. But on the other hand, I know his lawyer well, and his lawyer just swears up and down that he just is not guilty. So there's that. Okay. In other celebrity news, dozens of workers at Northwestern Hospital may have been fired for improperly reviewing the medical records of Jussie Smollett, who was treated at the emergency room after he claimed he'd been attacked. I mean, this is according to Chicago.CBSLocal.com. Meanwhile, he's been indicted on 16 counts of felonies and this and that and the other and lying to the cops and so on. Oh, my God. I don't know what's going to happen about that. My friend's been going back and forth to Chicago covering it. Now, today's a big day in news. I think today they're having a hearing and the Michael, what?
Well, we have breaking news about the Manafort. He got 3.5 more years.
So he got 8.5. She gave him 8.5, 5 consecutive. That's what happened. Yeah. Okay, so he's going to be 8.5. He served 1. He'll be out in 7.5. I think that's a lenient sentence considering he sold information about the electorate to the Russians.
Breaking news. Manafort jailed for 3.5 more years by furious federal judge who says he's still lying.
Yeah, he is still lying. Yeah, because she said earlier, I heard it on the news, that he's playing both sides. He's got two agendas. One's to get her down, so she's saying he's sorry. The other's to get a pardon from Trump, who, forget it. In popular news, now, J-Lo got engaged, but amongst that, they posted her gorgeous ring. I've estimated it at around 18 carats. I've estimated it at a D or an E and probably a VS1 or 2, depending on, it's an emerald cut, a rectangular emerald cut, step cut diamond. Depending on, it's hard to tell from a picture, but I pulled out a couple of mine and looked at it and compared it with a magnifying glass. I said, Roy, I've got to step up my game. But according to, based on my knowledge, of course, Les would know better, depending on the quality, the quantity, and the size, I think it is somewhere between 1.8 and about 3.5. That's what I think, million. Depending if it's Cartier, I don't think they said, if it's Cartier or Harry Winston or some big house, then it's going to be up to $5 million. But if it's just like a stone she bought wholesale somewhere, it's going to probably be more like 3.5. If it's less than, I think it could be as low as 1.8, but I probably more like 4 to 5. But I think he probably got it for 3.5. I don't know. I'd love to know. Wouldn't you love to know?
Well, they were talking about it yesterday on Ellen, and you know, the photo they posted on Instagram of their hands together.
Right.
Ellen was like, the diamond is so big that he actually has to hold her hand up for the photo.
You know what? And I wish I'd have worn mine today to compare it.
Yeah, I thought I heard them say it was $5 million. So.
Well, that's probably, listen, you know the publicists are going to spin it. And you
it
know.
It started out at a million, but by
exactly.
yesterday evening, I heard it was
$5
million.
Yeah, it's like the fish was this big, and then it was this big, and then it was this big. But it really depends on who they got it from, and I'm sure it's a certified GIA certified stone.
They've been spending a lot of time at the jewelry stores in the design district.
Apparently, he did it on his own, and apparently, he, and then they showed pictures of him getting on his knee. But anyway, so. Just to show you how people can be, they're celebrating their engagement. And what's that guy's, Jose Canseco, tweets out at J-Lo, if you want the truth about Alex Rodriguez, call me at 702-374-3735. I mean, how hilarious. He actually puts his phone number on there. And so he's saying that, while J-Lo and Alex were together not too many months back, that this guy was calling, that Alex was calling Canseco's ex-wife. Oh, God, who knows any, I mean, you know, whatever. No
she
comment.
She came out with a statement this morning, but I don't know what it was. I didn't hear it, but I heard him say that she had finally spoke out.
That Jennifer or the wife?
No,
the ex-wife.
The ex-wife, yeah.
He's a little bit of a nut job. Now, what? He was a football player or baseball player?
He was a baseball player.
Player.
On the same team, wasn't
yeah,
he?
I don't know. Because I was going to say if he was a football player, he maybe has that brain thing going. Anyway, so that's that. Whoopi Goldberg is back at The View after a month off. She had pneumonia. She says she came very, very close to leaving the earth. Can you believe that? I just can't believe it. Unbelievable. I didn't know she was that sick. Olivia Newton-John, who denies that she's close to dying, says that the last 6 months she spent battling cancer for the third time, and it's been very challenging, but that she's feeling good. And she said, you know, that she wanted to put out a statement about her health to nip it at the bud, that her friends were starting to think that she was actually dying. And who knows what's really going on. You know, people are very private about stuff like that. She's also been recovering from a fractured pelvis when she was hospitalized during her 70th birthday in September. And that's due to the weakening of the bones, a side effect of the cancer, which spread to her sacrum and a bone in her lower back. So it doesn't sound great to me. I've seen her in concert. She really is adorable. I loved her in, what was it, Saturday Night Fever?
Greece.
Okay.
Yeah, she was a Greece.
Trump's telling staffers after watching the interview that he believes R. Kelly is innocent, because why would anybody go on TV and act like that if they were guilty? Put me out of my misery. Will someone just call him out in a straitjacket? So Trump's assessment of R. Kelly being innocent, because if he were innocent, no one innocent would act like he acted on TV. What kind of conclusion does he draw? His analysis of things is just ridiculous.
And that's what makes it so scary.
Oh, it's scary. He's got his hand on the button. And Royal News.
Loves company.
Oh, he's just unbelievable. And Royal News. The family gathered to Westminster Abbey in London on Monday for the Commonwealth Day. Special significance of the year 2019 is that it marks the 70th anniversary of the modern monarchy. Can you believe that Queen Elizabeth is almost 100 years old? And so she, this was 70 years, so she was 30 years old. I mean, come on. It's like a global network of 53 countries, almost 2.4 billion people is what the monarchy represents. Meghan Markle apparently cooks for herself and the prince every night, and she does her own hair and makeup. Okay. And does her own clothes. Well, with that kind of budget, you can afford to do your own clothes, because when you go buy a $20,000 Valentino, then you don't have to worry if it's going to be right. She also, Queen Elizabeth, posted her first Instagram letter from the inventor of, it was a letter from an inventor announcing his invention about an analytical engine, the first computer programming. So that's what she chose to put her first Instagram post. So she may find that important. Back to Meghan. I'm glad she's buying those gorgeous clothes, because when she first came out, she was just really looking like a high school cheerleader. Now she looks like a sophisticated princess. I'm just happy.
It was announced yesterday she's going to meet with her father and their sister.
Oh, I wouldn't give him the time of day.
I would never
meet with him. They're just going to come out and lie and spin and say things that weren't said. I'd have a court reporter and a video camera right there. She's setting herself up. So that was that. Yeah, the letter that the Queen posted was a 19th century mathematician that wrote the letter to them. And so I guess she thought that was part of history, right?
That was her first Instagram.
Yeah, first Instagram, so why not? Well, if you think the rich can't get richer, there's a $19 million Bugatti, the most expensive new car ever sold. $19 million car. Now, you're not going to drive it. You're not going to let the valet drive it. You can't get it nicked. What are you going to do with it? Put it in your living room on one of those things that turn around and around and just sit and look at it?
Put it in the garage with the other 93 cars.
It's just insane. $19 million Bugatti.
I would be driving it.
I wouldn't even want to open the door. Be afraid. Okay. End news. In Venezuela, it is so bad that they're pulling out the people from the embassy. Doctors are using flashlights for surgery. People are standing in springs trying to get water, hoping that it's not, you know, the water's not contaminated. It's just horrible. It feels so bad for those people. 23 people died in the Alabama tornado, and there's a lot going on. Let me tell you, the world is just upside down. I feel so bad. It's so hard to be like so happy for people and happy for yourself and happy when you look and see what, you know, the tragedy and the suffering that's going on. Now, only in Miami, you know, that fighter, Conor McGregor, was arrested in Miami for smashing some fan's cell phone. Can you believe it? Everything happens in Miami. It's the most hilarious thing. Now, speaking of creative drunks, a woman used a Target dressing room as a personal bar after stealing a six-pack of beer. She went in the dressing room, got drunk on the beer, and walked out without paying her $200 bill. Isn't that funny? And in other sad news, the biography of Luke Perry, in his own words, will be on Sunday the 17th on Reels at 9 Eastern Time. But in good news, a Japanese woman born in 1903 was honored as the world's oldest living person by the Guinness Book of Records. So that 1903, I mean, she's like, that is old, born in 1903. My goodness, good for you, honey. She probably eats very healthy, doesn't have a lot of stress, doesn't smoke any cigarettes, stays out in the sun, does all the stuff that none of us do. In other good news, Lorraine is 94. She worked 82 years of her life and currently as a staff at McDonald's counter 45 hours a week just to pay her rent in a state that does not provide enough senior housing. Bonzo Reagan's Windfall Protection Act cut her expected Social Security benefits in half. So when you want to know who takes care of people, don't look to the Republican Party. They cut her benefits in half, so she's still working at 94 years old, 45 hours a week, serving hamburgers at McDonald's. Bless her little heart. Oh, I can't. Oh, my God. Smoking one cigarette a day when you're pregnant doubles the risk of an unborn baby dying. Can you believe it? So do not even smoke.
People still smoke when
they're pregnant? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, some people do. Now, also, in the gossip of the week, let's get to the gossip of the week, that Boeing 737 MAX 8, I would not get on that plane. Would you get on that plane?
No, I wouldn't.
Two times. Okay, here's coincidental. The same plane. They take a nosedive within minutes of taking off. That tells you there's some kind of glitch in the system of the plane. There is. And they're grounded them everywhere. They've grounded them all over the world, but the only place they're not grounding them is the U.S. Why? Well, Trump's golf buddy is, you know, running the FAA. His buddy's running Boeing. Elaine Chao, who's the head of transportation, married to Mitch McConnell, she's not going to cross anybody. And Boeing doesn't want to take the financial hit or the reputation loss or show any liability to all the almost 350 people that died. So they're not going to ground the planes. Trump tweeted out, get me a straitjacket for him. Airplanes are becoming far too complex to fly. Pilots are really not needed.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How does he come to that conclusion? What is wrong with him?
I don't know what's going on with that Nancy Haid lately.
And other gossip, what about the college scandal? What about the college scandal? 50 indictments. One person paid up to $6 million to get his kid in an Ivy League school. There's been over $25 million spent. University of Texas, Stanford, Georgetown, USC. Oh, my God. They were, the worst of it for me were the fake scores, where they were having people go in and take the test for the kids. The second worst is when the kids took the test and they had someone improving the scores before they sent it in because they were taking them in these private facilities rather than where the masses go to take the SAT. And then the other worst is they were bribing coaches. I mean, this one guy put his two daughters on crew machines and had them pose as if they were doing crew and then bribed the coach to get them on the crew team to get them in the Ivy League college. And then after they get in, of course, they can drop out of crew. The kids never took crew. And they questioned him about it, so he sent the fake pictures in. What are you teaching your kids? That lying, cheating, and stealing is okay? And that if you don't go to an Ivy League college, that you're not good enough or important enough, or that you got to keep up with the Joneses and be the smartest person in the room? I know a lot of very smart, educated people that made straight A's and perfect scores that are dumber than shit. And then I know a lot of people that are, like, not even that educated, and they're smart as a whip. So it's the whole package. But I just can't believe what a racket it is. And then the two celebrities, Felicity Huffington or whatever?
Felicity Huffington.
Yeah. So she was on Desperate Housewives. So she's become the poster child, and they're calling it Desperate Admissions.
This poor girl,
she only paid $15,000 compared to the others. That's not a lot.
She's an Oscar-nominated actress.
Yeah, and then the Lori Loughlin, who was in the Full House, they're now calling, saying from Full House to the house, and her family paid like $1 million for the two daughters. Then they showed a video of the daughter on Facebook going, well, I really don't want to learn anything at school. I'm not really interested in the classes, but I want to go to the parties. Now, this is horrible. Because imagine this kid like RJ and all his friends that are studying 3 and 4 hours a night, studying to take the SAT, studying to take the ACT, learning 3 and 4 languages, learning to play instruments, you know, going and doing community service, doing all these things. You know, our tutor bill alone costs more than college education. To do all these things to try to get into a good school. And I told RJ, it doesn't matter what school you get in, wherever you get in is where you're supposed to be. You're going to bloom where you're planted. That's just the way it is. We're not attached to what school. And in an ideal world, I'd love for him to go either on the West Coast or in Miami. But if he gets in school somewhere else, he'll get in school somewhere else. So it's not about where you go to school. It's what you do with your education when you get it and who you are as a human being. If that air is bothering you, you can turn it off. Turn it off. We just had to cool it down for a bit. But anyway, so now listen to this. Remember Roger Stone was just whining and complaining about he was treated like a terrorist? Remember that? Well, Felicity and her husband and family were in bed asleep at 6 in the morning, and 7 armed agents woke the family up at 6 a.m. and handcuffed her and hauled her off. She's on a $250,000 bond, and I think Lori and her husband are on a $1 million bond. And so that means, and they put their house up. So you have to put up 10% of it and then secure the bond, I guess. So maybe, I don't know.
What's happened
to
the other people? That hasn't come out yet.
Well, I don't know. There's just so many of them. The kind of sad thing is, though, that the famous ones are the ones really getting all the publicity. But there were some high-powered CEOs and CFOs, and it's just starting. Mark my word. If this guy was doing that in California, what was his name? Something Singer. I can't think of his name. William Singer, I think. If he was doing it there and he had this little network of people doing it, there are pockets of these little con people doing it all over because it's a system. So I'm sure someone else heard about it and they set it up. I think this is the beginning of an unraveling. There's going to be hundreds, if not 1,000 people that are caught doing this. Oh, God, thank God. God, I never thought. First of all, I'm too scared to do anything wrong. And I'm always afraid I'll get caught. And I'm scared if I lie, I can't even sleep at night. But I thank God somebody didn't come to me and say, oh, all you have to do is pay $15,000 and get your kid in some great school. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Can you imagine?
I mean, oh, I don't think some of them realized really what all was going on. And they're saying the kids didn't know. None of the kids were in trouble, but I think some of the kids, the parents maybe told them, and other ones, they kept it from them. But my God, what a mess. How embarrassed would you be if you're walking around town and everyone's going, that's the one that tried to get her kid to cheat on the test. Now, and other news with colleges, you can build a campus or a wing to a college.
That's what I was thinking.
But that's legal. And then you probably have a better chance. Your kid probably has a better chance of getting in. But I guess they justify it by the fact that, you know, you're contributing to the community. And so maybe the kid's not the top student, but the family's going to be a big supporter in the community. And that's legal. But if you remember, Donald Trump won't put out his SAT, and he won't put out his scores from school. And he's saying that, in fact, his lawyer said that he called and or wrote letters, and he showed the letters threatening all the colleges if they ever disclosed any of his GPA, his grades, or his SAT, ACT scores, that they were going to sue him. So you know his scores weren't good. So how did he get into an Ivy League school? How did he get in? Daddy made a big donation.
He went to Wharton. That's exactly what happened. And,
yeah. And
I know three other people from Miami who have kids that go there.
Yep.
That got in because
their dads made
exactly
big donations. Yeah. But times are changed. You can't do it anymore. Now, the second one is Jared Kushner. His dad gave $2.5 million to Harvard as a donation, and he got in there. Why aren't these people showing their scores? You know, why aren't they showing their scores? You know, Roy was going to build, or he may still do it, build a courtroom at the University of Miami. And Scott built Starbucks over there. But we didn't do it yet. I don't know if we will do it. But anyway, I said to Roy, I'm so glad we didn't build that courtroom. And then RJ gets in there, and it looks like he was privileged to get in there. I'm glad we didn't build a courtroom. But if you want to build, if RJ does go to University of Miami, you got to wait until he's in it for a year before you can build a courtroom. And then Scott built this whole coffee center, but he doesn't even have any kids. So those are people that are doing things for the right reason. Roy wants to build a mock courtroom to train, because he does the class one semester every year for like 30 years about criminal evidence, and he wants them to be set up in a real formal courtroom, so that he wants to pay to build that for the school. But I'm just glad he didn't do it now, because after all this, people would think, well, he built it so Roy Jr. could get in school there. I don't even know if RJ's going to go to school there. But Scott, who doesn't have any kids, they're big alumni of the University of Miami, and they said the kids had no place to lounge and no place to hang out, so they built a big lounge center where they can go get their Starbucks coffee and then go hang out and study in the lounge center over there. He doesn't even have any kids, you know? But, I mean, those are people that are doing things for the right reasons, you know? I don't know. I can't. Well, let's just get on past that. What else is going on?
Canada just closed the airspace to the MAX 7 and 8 jets. So we're the only one now. They just
break. We're the only one. I can't with that. It just bugs the hell out of me. I'm not
breaking
kidding.
News today. We've got to come
in
fast and furious.
There's so much news today.
Oh, there's been like six since we went on the air. I've only told you two.
We're just getting started. This week we got Manafort. We got Roger Stone going to court to hear from the judge about the book that's coming out, whether he violated his agreement, his gag order. You got Smollett, his lawyer, going to court trying to get cameras in the courtroom. And by the way, that's a big mistake to put cameras in the courtroom. It's just, you know what this lawyer did? This is the same lawyer that represented Winona Winer. And they put cameras in the courtroom and showed her stealing things at Saks Fifth Avenue. And she got convicted and the whole world saw the tape of her stealing. That he should have made a plea and never gone to court and definitely never had cameras in the courtroom. So why are you going getting cameras in the courtroom with the Smollett, knowing all this stuff may or may not come out? It's a risk. It's just a bad call on the lawyer's part, in my opinion.
Think of it that way.
And I asked Roy about it, and he said, I would never put the cameras in the courtroom on a case like that. Like, when his case was on the courtroom, he didn't have any say about it. That's when Stephen Brill owned Court TV, and the judges decided. But this lawyer went in and filed a motion to get permission to put it in the courtroom. So you've got the Smollett case, the Stone case, the Manafort case, and then you've got all the people being indicted from the school, for the schools. I mean, there's just so many. Don't do anything wrong. Now, Trump brags about his economy, but General Motors is closing their plant on Wednesday. I guess that would be today. 50 years after producing cars and other vehicles, a move that will eliminate 1,700 hourly positions by the end of the month.
In Ohio, where they voted for.
Yeah, they voted for him. Can you believe it? It makes me sick to my stomach. 1,700 people were conned, and they're
so
not going
to
have a job because he was going to do all these things, and now they're closing it. It makes me really ill. This today, I guess. Wednesday's our craziest day. You know, Wednesday, I don't know why. When we started doing this on Wednesday, I didn't realize RG gets out of school early. So when we get done here, we're running around, do all that, and I run out the door like a mad person because it's the one day he gets out of school early. And sometimes he gets out even earlier. So we go like crazy. But, I mean, today is Wednesday. It must be today that that's happening. I can't believe it. I can't. People who drink moderate amounts of alcohol or coffee each day live longer than those who don't drink either one, according to a study from the University of California in Irvine. Well, Jason, you can have your vodka every day.
I try
James,
to do
James,
do
you have anything every day?
No.
Me either.
I don't really.
You don't have a glass of champagne?
I drink Diet Pepsi every day.
That is the worst. You'd be better off having a ball of tequila.
Everybody's been telling me that. I turn 50 next month. I grew up next to a Pepsi plant. I was raised on it. So just, you know.
They say.
If they ever took it away from me, they'd have to put me in rehab.
They say over two of those diet drinks a day increases the possibility of strokes. I'm just saying, I'm not a doctor. Okay.
I drink about 6 liters.
Ask me anything from. Yeah, a lot of good that did. Ask me anything from our listeners. Did you see R. Kelly with Gayle King on Friday? Yes. Oh, my God. I felt kind of sorry for him. It kind of broke my heart, really. I mean, he just looks so desperate. But that doesn't mean he's innocent. Did we lose the thing again? What is your favorite piece of jewelry you own? Oh, my God. My next one. Well, we lost the Facebook. We're going to keep going on podcast. How do you keep your incredible figure? Oh, my God. I don't have an incredible figure. But I do kind of eat moderately, and I don't, I try not to eat a bunch of junk, and I try not to eat late at night, and try to drink a lot of water. What advice would you give Gage? Have you spoken to Jenny since the split? Would you be open to Bethany and Frederick Real Estate or Homestyle Bravo show with Jeff? Well, that's all interesting. I wouldn't give any advice to Jeff. Follow his heart. Hope you're happy. Have I spoken to Jenny? I haven't really spoken to her, but I never really spoke to her a lot on the phone. We're kind of more like text from time to time persons. Would it be open to Bethany and Frederick Real Estate? Yeah, as long as it was the Leah and Jeff show, not the Jeff and Leah show. Just kidding. I don't know. I'd have to think about it. How do I get that ring? From the IG. Oh, that's the silver one. You know, you should go to our website. We have some great rings on there. That one we're sold out of. But if you love that, I'll try to get some more. Thank you. Oh, I'm going to mention the names. Ma Roth, CJ 122092, Dawn Tanis, Dame Golly. Oh, from Andy's Girls Podcast. We remember her. Kelly J. Robinson and Bianca Sala. How do I get, we did that one. Beth Foster, thank you, Leah, for being kind and generous. You're amazing. I adore Jason and James. Oh, everyone brags about Jason and James all the time. Everybody says Jason gives the best public customer service, and he's so friendly on the phone, and blah, blah. He does have the patience of Job. We're still on the podcast, just not on the Facebook. Okay. When am I going to be on Jeff Lewis Live? I'm going to be on March 21st and 28th, two Thursdays in a row, beginning next week from SNCC 49. Carrie Fonda. Oh, thank you, Beth, by the way. She brought me a beautiful necklace last week. And I think she gave me one of these pins once. I think this is where I got this from her. Carrie Fonda. Do you think Jeff will get back with Gage? Do you think Jenny and Jeff will reconcile? What are the chances of you being on the show with Jeff? I don't really think Jeff and Gage will get back together, but you know what? I told, when I was texting Gage, I did say, you know, things never work out until they do. So, well, I don't know. Do I think Jenny and Jeff will reconcile? I think if they do, it'll be a very long time from now. Those cuts are pretty deep. I don't know if Jeff and Gage will get back together. My hope is they can continue to work together because they do make a good working team. What are the chances of me being on a new show with Jeff? I don't know if Jeff has a new show. If he does, he'll probably ask me to come be on it. Do I wear a wig? No, I don't. Oh, that was from Carrie and the other one was from Kat. I don't have a wig. I should. Are you telling me something, Carrie? Deb, what was my first job? My first job was, teaching dance lessons at Fred Astaire Dance Studio. Andre in Houston, Texas, under the name of Miss LaBelle. Andrea Lynn, what is your favorite discount place to shop? Oh, Marshall's, of course. I love Marshall's. Brendan, what's the gossip? Well, Brendan, you know the gossip more than anybody. Treasure Shop Girl, can I have Freda's job? Listen, she does have a good job, but you know what? She is there, and she does do the. She's there, and she shows up, and she watches the dogs and feeds the kids. So I can't complain. A message from Andrea. I'm 56. I've never worn much makeup, but over the years, I've tried to take care of my skin. No one believes when they say I'm 56. They think I'm in my 40s. It's Sicilian gels. Oh, jeans. Oh, she's Italian. I have some issues now, though I'm getting older. Here are my main concerns. Bags under my eyes and dark circles, and the skin on my face is getting loose all around the jawline. What do I recommend? Well, I will tell you, I have this new CBD Premium Hemp CBD Soothing Eye Cream. By the way, you know what? This lasts like 6 months, and we're doing an introductory offer at a wholesale price. You can go to the website and get it, or you can go to hello@leahblack.com, and it's $45, but it's about a six-month supply. And it's got hemp CBD soothing eye cream. You'll love this for around your eye area. It's good for the fine lines and wrinkles, the puffs, the dark circles, the whole thing. It's soothing. But I would recommend for the toning and the firming, the non-surgical facelift kit, sudden use kit. It's $125. It's 10 facials and mask inside the kit, and you'll see the results in 20 minutes. If you don't believe me, put it on half your face, look in the mirror, and you'll see that side will be lifted up, and the results become accumulative. So the more that you use it, the more the results become permanent. Okay. Oh, we did this one already. Oh, my God. Well, I checked this little quiz on the internet. Looks into this one. Which member of the royal family are you? Pick a Netflix show. Well, they had The Crown, Russian Doll, Unbreakable, or Queer Eye. I picked The Crown.
I would pick The Crown.
You would? Okay. Yeah. All right, good. I don't know the answer to yours because I didn't punch it in. Okay. Pick a luxury car. Jaguar, Volkswagen, Land Rover, or Rolls Royce. I picked Rolls Royce. What would you pick?
You would pick a Rolls Royce. I would probably do a Range Rover.
I knew it. Land Rover. I knew you'd say that. Pick a city. London, Sydney, Toronto, Belfast. I picked London.
I would go with that.
Okay. Pick a British band. The Beatles, The Who, The Rolling Stones, or Queen. I picked The Beatles.
I'll probably do The Rolling Stones.
You did. I thought you would have said Queen. James would have said Queen. Pick a color. Red, yellow, black, or pink. Well, I picked black. What would you pick? Red, yellow, black, or pink?
I would do black.
Okay. Pick a floofy hat. Now, they've got four different hats here. One's kind of like a side saucer on the head built way up. The other one's a flat saucer on the head with a feather. The other one's got a rim that comes down and kind of covers part of your face. And then the other one is a black and white that's built way up on top of the head. I picked the first one, which is black. It's the most simple, and I thought the most elegant. Jason, I don't think you'd wear a hat well.
No.
Okay, then you go. Guess who I was of the royal family, who I would be.
Okay, based on everything you just told me, I would say you are either going to be Fergie.
Oh, you want drugs?
Or maybe the...
Fergie, you think I look like somebody who lets somebody suck their toes?
No, it looks like the personality based on those traits.
Oh, my God. No. You got Queen Elizabeth II.
You're the queen?
You're basically the queen bee of your friend group, and not to mention also the regal and elegant leader of the Commonwealth. Oh, I think those are grounds for termination, calling me Fergie. I can't. And now that we've gone from royalty, let's go to low-hanging fruit housewives. The Orange County. Oh, God, Terry Dubrow. They're saying ditch Terry Dubrow because he's pompous. I don't know about that. David DeBoer, I would probably date because he's cute. This is an article that we're asking questions to Kelly Dodd. Eddie Judd, Eddie's just marriage material. Then about he asked Kelly about the Housewives of New Jersey. She said Joe Giudice, the guy in the clink. No, I would totally ditch Goomba. Joe Gorga, I'd marry him because he's cute and got a hot body. And Chris Larita, I'd date him. That's Kelly's answers about the men of the Housewives. In Beverly Hills House, well, let's go to our, I'm watching, listen to this one. I'm watching this woman's tweeting. Because New Yorkers are real as AF, what you see is what you get. Hollywood folks are more about smoke and mirrors and creating something that isn't there organically. So this woman says that she's watching the RHONY, and all the scandals are front and center and part of their lives. Yet in Beverly Hills, they don't address any of their scandals. Why is that? They say that's why Housewives is the best franchise. They lay it out on the table, good or bad. Beverly Hills are more worried about how they'll be portrayed, so there's much more camera plotting by all of them. Well, a lot of them are actresses. Of course they're plotting. Ah, another Jennifer. Why do they pretend that Dorit wasn't chased down by a woman PK allegedly stole money from? And why isn't there a major financial storm? Why aren't they showing that? They showed it when it was Sonia on New York. And Stephanie says, well, there were allegations about Mauricio going on during the filming. How about Erica's husband? Lawsuit over the money borrowed. Come on, show the dirt. Where did he borrow it from? Nope, a bank loaned it to his business, and they allegedly spent it on personal items, his home, his funding of his lifestyle. Erica said the lawyers get sued all the time. True, but disgruntled clients who don't buy their outcome. I'm not buying it. So this is a whole back and forth on Twitter about people arguing about how they're just not showing enough of the dirt and trash on Beverly Hills, and yet New York puts it all out there. I'm going to defend Erica Jane. I don't think that husband lawsuit has anything really to do other than business. Okay. Well, let's see. Oh, Beverly Hills has their noses too high in the air. Think so. I like that show. So, speaking of Beverly Hills, I watched it last night. I don't know if you guys watched it, but Denise is getting engaged and maybe getting married 11 days from the time that he asked her to get married. Kyle's daughter went off to college. I literally was crying when she was crying. The whole family was crying when they were leaving the daughter. I was going, that's what it's going to be like if I have to take RJ off to school. Dorit and Linda, LVP are still having their little fight, and PK says that LVP is the most manipulative person in the whole world, and congratulations to her that it's really, she's like masterful at it. Erica is commenting that she admires that Teddy's standing up to Vanderpump. Nobody ever does. Teddy made a workout video. Well, that's something I would watch because she's got a good body. And I mean, you know, did you see her? I've watched it. I didn't say I would do it. Teddy tells Erica that Vanderpump wanted her to tell everyone what Dorit did. So I think this is going to play out with the dog thing, where ultimately Vanderpump did think Teddy would expose Dorit. And then when Teddy got into it, she kind of got wrapped up in it, and then she realized she didn't really want to take the fall, and she didn't go through with it. And then Vanderpump's now, they're trying to, each of them are trying to convince the others that the other one started it and set it up. But let's see how it comes out. Of course, when the employee went over to Vanderpump's, he apologized and fell on his sword. But, I mean, come on, he works with her. I think he does PR, works in that pet thing or whatever. And anyway, Rena did a photo shoot for Lux Magazine. She looks just fabulous. And I'm telling you, I had to laugh so hard. Can you believe those girls go horseback riding and Dorit's wearing Chanel suspenders? I mean, she's going to ride the horse out in the middle of nowhere, and she's got Chanel suspenders on. I didn't even know they made Chanel suspenders. She must have some stylist that pulls in all this stuff for her to wear from everywhere. But she does dress well. I'll give her that. And I had laughed so hard when Denise could not add up the dates of September the 7th and or 11th or whatever. And it came to 8, and 8 is affinity. And she couldn't add the numbers up in her head. I was like, well, he's not marrying you for your math skills, okay? It was funny. Oh, my God. Vanderpump on her blog made it very clear that she has no intentions of patching things up with, what's her name, Kyle, that their friendship is finished. So let's wait and see. I guess she must have written that after the episode where she got in the fight with Ken. We'll have to find out. So the trouble between the co-stars, according to her, is that, you know, it's known as Puppygate, and that, you know, she's not going to take the fall, that she wasn't behind it, and everyone else believes Teddy, and so they're at odds. And then Vanderpump's husband, Ken, is calling Kyle a liar and then kicks her out of the home in the upcoming episode. So let's see what happens this next week. I don't know who team I'm going to be on, neither one. I like them all. In New Jersey, Joe's going to be deported. He's going to go straight from getting out of jail to ICE. ICE is going to pick him up, and ICE is going to take him straight over to a detention center. So he won't even be able to go home and say hi to his family. So I ask Roy, is it possible that you can have guests when you're in ICE? And the answer is yes, you can. So you can have guests. So he will, when he's in detention in ICE, I guess his family can come and see him. So that's good. Can you imagine all the cameras that are going to be there?
That is
going to be such a shit show. Oh, my God. Fran is texting us probably to tell us the feed stopped. Yeah, they've been sitting here fighting with it for 20 minutes. Thanks for telling us,
though.
Thanks,
Fran. But I posted that they can catch it.
You can catch it on demand, wherever you get your podcast, but the Facebook feed dropped.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
It's an internet issue.
Looks so fabulous. Why does it always happen? Everything happens on Wednesday.
I know. Wednesdays
I got 20 things to do and 20 minutes to do them in before I run out the door again on Wednesdays. Wednesdays are tough for us. We shouldn't have picked Wednesday for this. Now, I will say on New Jersey, Teresa did not answer the question at the reunion if she's ever cheated on Joe. She didn't answer it. She sidestepped it.
And Andy didn't
push it. And she says that she has not reached out to Trump about Joe's deportation because people said, well, you were on The Apprentice. Why didn't you reach out to Trump? Well, you know something. If you voted for Trump, which apparently she says she did, then what do you expect? He was going to deport everybody. If you're not an American citizen or if you have any little crime, big, little, or misdemeanor, you get a traffic ticket and he can deport you. So who you vote for matters, Teresa. Now, what about Danielle Staub's lips? I've never seen anybody's lips bigger than that, other than Kim Zolciak and the First Wives Club. I mean, her lips were just so big. It's too much. They're pumping them up. Apparently, she's going to sell her last engagement ring for $35,000. Well, I don't know how that works. If they broke up, I would imagine he's going to fight for part of that money. I don't know. But apparently, according to people that work with her, they're saying she's crazy, a wackadoo, and one of them called her a prostitute. I can't believe it. And then Teresa and Melinda are fighting. I don't really like that. And then did Margaret push somebody in the pool? So Margaret pushed Marty in the pool? Why would you push Marty in the pool? I don't know. I missed that episode about them pushing somebody in the pool. I got to catch up on that. Anyway, and so what is the big deal now? Everyone's talking about, well, NeNe's not following this one anymore. Margaret's not following that one anymore. And this one's not following that. Who cares? I don't even know who follows me, and I don't know who I follow half the time. Does anybody care if somebody quits following you? I mean, is that like the biggest sin in the world? There are people in Venezuela that don't have water, okay? There are people, you know, trying to get into college that can't even get loans, you know, and they're struggling. There are mothers that can't afford $233 worth of nasal spray, and you're whining and fretting and crying because someone's not following you on one of your social media platforms? What has the world come to? I don't know. No, anyway, I told you about Jello JDJ, and we'll see what happens at ICE. So Teresa apparently says she's not going with him. So let's see what happens. And I don't know. He's near at the end of his 41-month sentence for fraud and failure to pay approximately $200,000 in taxes. Apparently, he's going to be deported to his native country, which would be Italy. And I'm telling you, I won't be surprised if the cameras follow them over there. I really will not. Teresa's apparently making $62,000 per episode, which comes to $1,000,001.
Wow.
And, you know, apparently she's even going to get a raise. Then people are complaining that Vanderpump's fans are making death threats against people to support her. Well, that's just wrong. They need to stop that. And let's see. Apparently, someone was saying that NeNe was not even on the last episode, hardly at all. And so this Duke tweeted, she got suspended for a physical alteration. I don't know if that's true. I think it's funny, though.
Well, yes, she threw a cameraman that tried to go into her closet on, like, the next to last episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had a big meltdown, and she grabbed him and ripped his shirt and threw him out and everything.
Oh, was it on the film? Was it a show?
Yeah, it was part of the show.
Oh, I got to go back. I missed that one. Hmm. Oh, my God. Let's see. All right. Oh, my God. And back to Kelly's interview, asking about the Atlanta Housewives, Croy Bierman, Mary Bierman for sure. He's got a nice body. Greg Leakes, ditch. Peter Thomas, ditch. Mario Singer, ditch. And Kelly Dodd doesn't hold back. David Foster, date just so he could play me some music. Mauricio, I'd probably marry Mauricio because he seems like the most stable. Ken Talk, ugh, if I had to, no, ditch him, gross. Kelly Dodd, honey, you need to like tell us how you really feel.
Exactly, she's like crazy.
Oh, my quote of the week, and then we're going to get into our fun politics. Embrace who you are in the world. Okay.
Well, that's a good one.
I like that one. I think you do have to embrace who you are. I mean, you can't be something you're not, so stop pretending.
Love who you are.
Yeah, like, well, accept who you are. Just be who you are and just do what you can do, what is within your capability. James is really mad at the internet today. He's throwing a temper tantrum over here. Just threw that damn phone down. Who do you think you are?
The video thing will not be happening. We had to delete the first piece of it, and it's a mess.
So it's just going to be on podcast.
It's just going to be on podcast.
We're disrupting our billion followers around the world that watch me every week. So listen to this and tell me who it reminds you of. Narcissistic personality disorder. Now, the person that posted this is Kellyanne Conway, the advisor to the, I can't call him that, to the whatever, the squatter in the White House. And he posted this, and so this is what it says. A diagnostic criteria, a pervasive pattern of grandiosity in fantasy or behavior, a need for admiration, a lack of empathy, beginning by early adulthood and present a variety of contexts as indicated by five or more of the following. Then he tweeted that the squatter in the White House has way more than five of these traits. Okay, a grandiose sense of self-importance, exaggerates achievements and talents, expects to be recognized as superior without commensurate achievements. Would you guys say that Trump has that quality?
I would say I'm more shocked that Kellyanne Conway posted it. But
she didn't. Her husband did. Her husband. Her husband's a legitimate lawyer
you know
that
what?
Sees how it
we
is.
We know exactly who that
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Is, well, no, he said it was about Trump. Yeah. Number two, is preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success, power, brilliance, beauty, or ideal love. Does Trump fall into that category?
You can see that exactly in
him. 100%. He believes that he or she is special and unique and can only be understood by or should associate with other special or high-status people or institutions. Trump?
Oh, my gosh. This
absolutely.
Is Trump.
100%.
This is like
but then he goes and plays that crowd at his rallies like a fiddle. He wouldn't even go have a beer with them.
Oh, my gosh.
Requires excessive admiration. Trump?
Constantly.
Okay.
Constantly.
Has a sense of entitlement. Unreasonable expectations of especially favorable treatment or automatic compliance with his or her expectations. That's him with North Korea right there. Right there. This is the diagnostic criteria of a narcissistic personality disorder. Is it interpersonally exploitive, takes advantage of others to achieve their own ends.
I mean, this is like it was written. This is like it was written about him.
That's
like somebody sat down into the character.
In the dictionary, they should have his picture there. Lacks sympathy, is unwilling to recognize or identify with feelings, the needs of others. What about those people in Puerto Rico? He threw the towels. What about going and telling the people in California to sweep up the leaves off the ground?
This is like a checklist.
This is a checklist for him. Is often envious of others and believes that others are envious of him or her. He's so envious of Obama. He's obsessed with Obama and Hillary. And he thinks everybody wants to be him. Did you see him when he walked into that thing? Remember one of the first meetings he had over at the G8? And he walked and pushed himself to the front of the crowd and then puffed himself up like a peacock when he got to the front?
Yes.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
This is just like him.
And number nine, it shows arrogant, haughty behaviors or attitudes. Is that Trump or not? 100%.
Totally.
So he has a narcissistic personality disorder, according to these nine things. You only need five, and I think he's got all nine. Now, this is a joke going around the internet, but I have to laugh. I think it's hilarious. Somebody made a Fordham University, what do you call it? Report card, because you know Trump went around and threatened all the schools, if you release my GPA after I said I was the smartest in the top of my class, and I after I demanded Obama release all his school records, I'm gonna sue you. So somebody made up his report card. I had laughed so hard. They gave him an English 102 literature semester one a D+, introduction to management a C-, microeconomics a C-, management finance a C-, and statistics an F, making his grade point average 1.28. He can't speak good English. He can't manage. He doesn't know anything about economics or finance or statistics. I was laughing.
Oh my gosh,
I was like,
that's
too bad. I mean, I wish they'd prove it was true. The Jesuit University of New York, Fordham University. Oh, let's see. What's happening? What happened?
So immediately after he was indicted, being sentenced 7.5 years, the New York courts just indicted him on 16 counts. So even if Trump pardons him, he's still going to jail.
So he's going to have the 7.5 minus the year served is 6.5 if it's concurrent. And then that gives him... So he would have 6.5 more. Now he's got 16 counts by the state court. So Trump can pardon him all day long. It's not going to matter. They're going to put the... Now, I think they did that right away to send a message that, you know, you can pardon him all day long. This isn't going to happen.
This is like a news-breaking record podcast.
Oh, my God. Then Trump tweets out a video of the wall being built. And it wasn't the wall being built. It was the wall that was put in years back, and they were just repairing it. He goes, we're building the wall. Look at this video. Look at the progress we're making. If the wall's been there for years, they were just repairing it. Because his stupid idiot supporters only listen to Fox. Fox News is advising him. That's his advising him. Oh, and then there was a picture tweeted out of a dog pooping on the Donald Trump Star in Hollywood Hall of Fame. I was like, give that dog a bone, a treat. Now, we have a lot of women running for president right now. Kamala, the woman from Hawaii, Amy, Elizabeth Warren, and Stacey Abrams is saying she may throw her hat in the ring. Oh, the killings while white supremacists in the U.S. have more than doubled in a year. Hate groups are up 30% in the last 4 years at an all-time high. Oh, my God. Now, remember Manafort got 5 years, and there was $60 million that he didn't pay taxes on. He put through foreign entities. He gave or sold the information to Russian oligarch with internal data of where Trump campaign needed help to win elections. And he lied, and he tampered with witnesses and all that. The first judge gave him 5 years. That winner, reality winner, just for sending whistleblowing, she got 5 years for whistleblowing about the Russians hacking our elections. So how unfair is that? It's just not fair.
It's just ridiculous.
So unfair. And then this one candidate in one voter in, I think it was, where was it? I forget, Mississippi or somewhere. She voted, and she shouldn't have voted. She thought that she had the right to vote, and she didn't, and they gave her 5 years. Oh, my God.
I mean, that is just absolutely ridiculous.
I know. I can't even believe it. So, we talked about that already. Oh, an iceberg twice the size of New York is going to break from the Antarctica. NASA says it'll be the biggest piece to break from the ice shelf since 1915. It could cause the entire shelf to become unstable and break up, which will change water levels around the world. And if anybody's not paying attention, Trump came out just yesterday and said that climate change is a hoax, and he's putting the fossil fuel lobbyists in charge of the climate change. And he made them go on the website early on in his when he first got into the White House and deleted all the data and statistics about global warming. Surely there's a backup on that. I can't believe it. The DNC is going to hold their convention in Milwaukee. And that should be, the government, by the way, took a newborn baby from their mother and put him in a cage just last week. Trump spends 30% of his time on Trump properties and 20% of his time on golf courses. Can you believe it? Now, Fox reporter Diana Falzone's lawyer is issuing a statement demanding that Fox release her from her DNA so she can talk publicly about Fox burying the entire story about Stormy Daniels. So she went to Fox. She was a reporter for Fox and said, "I have this story about Stormy Daniels and the money." Right before the election, and they laughed at her and said, "Forget about it, bury it. Rupert wants Trump to win." So she didn't get to come out with the story, and she's wanting to talk about it, and they're telling her she can't. By the way, speaking of Manafort, there's a kid that got 5 years for stealing sneakers at 15 years old. So how is that fair? Manafort got 47 months, taxes, bribery, $65 million in bank accounts, another $20 million he lied to banks to get loans. I mean, it's just so unfair. So today, that means with this new sentence, if he's going to get 8.5 minus 1, he's got 7.5. And then he's got the 16 indictments. It's going to cost him a fortune.
And then there's one kid in prison for, I think he had like a little bit of marijuana on him. And he's in prison for like some 19-year-old for 5 years.
5 years.
For just
there was a kid in Orlando in college that had 5 or 6 ecstasies on him, and he got like 4 or 5 years. And I know some lawyer that I know was trying to work on that pro bono to help him get out. I don't know whatever happened about it. It's just unbelievable. So now there's a book coming out about Ivanka and Jared that's going to tell us all about the swamp. And they're going to investigate, by the way, apparently what Ivanka wants to fly on the government planes. So that means a whole big government plane just for her to go to some little trip she wants. So apparently when she wiggled her way around and got a bunch of rides on the planes or got the plane just to take her, and when she couldn't convince somebody to do it, she'd go to a cabinet secretary and demand they go with her so that they could have access to the plane and just take her where she wanted to go. So they were like her chauffeur. You believe that?
It's unbelievable. She's using all the government services.
And now Trump wants $100 million to give her to help women, global empowerment for women. What about America First? What about all the women here that are suffering and that don't have money to pay for child care and can't get their kids in school and don't have money for school and working 3 jobs and don't even have a car? Why are you worrying about the rest of the world with $100 million that you're not even qualified to spend? I mean, come on. What is this? I just can't even believe it. Another New York condo took the Trump name off of it. Can't wait. Bill Shine was forced to resign as communications director for Trump because Trump was unhappy with him. This is the 5th communications director he's had, and he wasn't happy with him because he doesn't like the press that he's getting. And someone said the real cause is Trump's coverage is accurate and his president is failing, so he can't spend that away, so he just fires the communication directors. And then Nancy Pelosi says, "We're not going to impeach him. He's just not worth it. It'll divide the country, and it'll just not worth it." A lot of people don't agree with that. They think we should impeach him, but I think they're doing all the right things. They're holding all the hearings. They're getting people in court. The court system's going to expose a lot of stuff, and he's going to be exposed. It's going to eventually all come out. Tucker on Fox made these horrible, horrible comments about women. He's refusing to apologize, but now he went on a vacation. Oh, my God. Now, this is funny. There's a new app that helps Trump supporters find restaurants they won't be heckled in. It's safe for Trump supporters. So you can go to an app and find out where in your neighborhood that's a Trump-friendly place to eat. Because apparently these people are being hissed and harassed for supporting Trump. By the way, I saw that town hall meeting with Jake Tapper with that Pete Buttigieg, and he's the mayor of, I forget the city, but they call him Mayor Pete. He was amazing on that town hall. Amazing. Trump's new budget cut, as a Democrat running, by the way, Trump's new budget cut cuts $1 trillion in Medicare and Medicaid. That's 12 zeros, $1 trillion that he's going to cut for Medicare and Medicaid. And they've already cut all those tax returns that people are getting, 17%. So now you're going to get less Medicare or Medicaid and less return on your taxes and pay more taxes. I can't even believe it. Right after that big old summit, North Korea started rebuilding their banned long missile site 48 hours after the Hanoi summit, Andrea Mitchell reports. There you go. Now, here's a whole list of crimes and misdemeanors that Trump's got under investigation. I'm going to have to save that for another time. Jake Tapper saying that the deficit grew $69 billion in 2018, hitting a 10-year high, according to figures released Wednesday by the Census Bureau. Since Trump took office, the deficit has grown $100 billion. Now, you remember when he was running for office, he was promising everyone he was going to pay off the deficit in 8 years. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm going to have to save some of the... Oh, apparently he put in a fake... insurance claim for Mar-a-Lago, $17 million, and he says he doesn't even remember it, and they can't find any evidence there was ever any damage done during the hurricane. Oh, my God. Oh, I have to save some of this. It's just too much. We don't have enough time. Let's see. Trade wars are easy to win, Trump says. The U.S. trade deficit is at a $10 million high, $621 billion, a 10-year high. So he says he was going to remember he was going to reduce the deficit. It's at a 10-year high of $621 billion, the trade deficit, and we're having to bail out all these farmers that have lost their farm.
I know.
And we're having to bail out a lot of people.
And we created the problem.
Oh, we created the problem for them. I'm just going to have to save all this. Well, in Florida, that George Conway tweeted again, the state of Florida is coming around and getting smart. 21% of Republicans and 66% of independents view Trump unfavorably. 23% of Republicans and 63% of independents do not think he should be reelected. Oh, God, let's hope Florida goes blue so I can continue to live here. Citizens for Ethics, we don't know what Ivanka does in the White House. We don't know how she got a security clearance. We do know she's gotten a lot of multiple new trademarks, according to the Citizens for Ethics. She's gotten all these trademarks. Did you want to say something, James?
Facebook is down.
Unfortunately, Facebook went down. So all those people that were trying to catch our face lunch with Leah were on the Facebook, but of course they can still catch up on all your podcasts, past and future. It was down. That's what caused
the issue. So
you'll
just have to go to the podcast and catch it there. I'm saving all this for next week because we ran over a little bit on time. Oh, yeah. Oh, 3 weeks. Well, let me read this one last thing then.
Yes.
Lisa Renna posted, I was going to save it for next week. She posted this. I'm a hustler. I make no bones about that. I think you get paid for what you do. So my feeling is if we indeed are servicing a spinoff, talking about Vanderpump maybe getting a spinoff about the dogs, that we should be paid for it. I am so happy for all of us to use this platform for making up makeup lines, sunbathing suits, etc., restaurants, TVs, TV appearances, and on, clothing lines, charity stuff, fitness empires, you name it. I support these women 100%. But if you're going to use our services without telling us that we are playing out a storyline to launch a pilot for our new show, referring to Vanderpump's dog show, and you don't compensate us extra for that, yeah, I'm a hustler. I get paid for what I do. So if this is indeed becomes another show, my lawyer will be calling. And she puts $20,000 signs out there.
I didn't blame her.
And you know that all came out of supposedly all the women met at Craig's last Sunday, the day before that post was made. And the rumor was that they were discussing how they had been kind of put into play, used. Yeah, and they're all upset. So now they're all going to get their agents and managers involved.
Now, the inside scoop is that they're denying, Bravo and the production people are denying that there is another show, but there is another show. And they got wind of it. And they feel they've been used to set up this storyline and plot to get it traction. And they feel like if they're going to help get another show going, then they should be compensated
and
for it.
And let's just remember, too, that this is the second time that's happened,
yes,
if you look at it. Because the way they introduced Vanderpump Rules to everyone was a segue right from the episode that Brandy confronted Sheena.
Yeah.
And they went right. They didn't even do an intro in the shows. And people were confused. They were like, what happened? We were watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. This is a new show. And so that's exactly
what Brandy put on her podcast, or either posted it, that she reveals that she's so happy that the Housewives of Beverly Hills cast view Vanderpump as a manipulative person. She voiced her opinion on the cast treatment of co-star Vanderpump following Puppygate incident. It's so crazy. I'm so happy this has finally happened, she said on Friday, March the 8th, the episode of her unfiltered podcast. Glanville continued, Lisa Vanderpump is a manipulative person, and when I was on the show, I did a lot of her dirty work for her, she claimed. I finally realized it, and I started calling her out on it, and she had no backup, zero. And then she got me no job. I was let go. She added, it's so refreshing to see all these girls finally figuring it out. It makes me feel like, thank God, it's about time. I love Rena is calling her out on it. It's a setup. So she, what Brandy's saying is that she using Dorit now as to do her dirty work, and Brandy used to do her dirty work. So let's see how it all plays out. I think when that big falling out with Ken's coming up, and then I think when I saw in the previews where Teddy says, yeah, you turned on me because I wouldn't go forward with your plan that you plotted. So she may be in the hot seat again. But it's good for TV, so go! The lip kit? Jeff posted a little picture of Monroe doing her lipstick and saying, oh, Monroe's coming out with a lip kit. And I said, I'll make it for her. I'll make it. I'm going to take you a sample.
But since you post that, a lot of people were like, oh, my God, I'd buy it. You should totally do it. These are the flavors. You should go back and look at that post.
Oh, I should.
Because a lot of people chimed in, and they had some great ideas, and I thought you were really serious.
Well,
so
I would do it in a heartbeat, but I don't know if Jeff would. Yeah. I just don't know if he would, but I would. You know me. I'm a hustler like Lisa Rinna.
But speaking of which, of course, our eye cream's now available.
Yep, don't forget our eye cream, leahblack.com, or hello at leahblack.com for more information. This is about it. Honestly, I think it's a 6-month supply because I had a little tiny bit of it for 2.5 months. It is unbelievable. I have noticed the less fine lines and wrinkles around my face and less circles under my eyes, and my skin just feels more moisturized. I've actually been using it on my throat, neck, and chest too.
And I've been using it, and
premium
hemp
CBD soothing eye cream. By the way, we've almost pre-sold all we have.
Yep.
So you got to order now, and then we'll put in another order. But you got to order now if you want to get it now.
It's almost sold out.
Okay. Thank you, guys. We had fun. Now, remember, next week, listen to Jeff Lewis live on radio. The following Thursday, Jeff Lewis on radio. Sorry about the internet disconnection. I don't know if it's the building.
No, it's Facebook. I just looked it up. Facebook's down. It's completely out in Germany. The United States is having a lot of problems. They've had over 11,000 issues reported in the last 10 minutes.
Well, I have a lot. They have a lot of nerve doing it during our 1-hour
podcast.
They said
it started at 11.
Yeah, right when we start going live.
It started at 11.
And Wednesday's my really rough day. I have no time. I have to run around like a crazy woman, do everything, and run out the door. Bye, Jason.
I thought Facebook was sabotaging you.
And we wasted, this slowed down the whole thing like a good 15 minutes. You trying to get it started, being distracted, me trying to be distracted, watching you guys go over there. James threw his phone on the thing. I'm like, who do you think you are, that sports guy that smashed the fan's phone? All right, guys, I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. And don't forget, Jeff Lewis live next week. And please tweet me at Leah Black Miami, because I always respond to all my tweets. And we do respond to the Instagram at Leah Black Miami and the Facebook, as long as we're still talking to him after today. Talk to you guys, and share, repeat, share, tell everybody, podcast. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.